Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard for Night Train! Night Train!
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello, is this me?
This is an even better than an on-air mic check. He's not even set his mic up.
This is good.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there we go, punching the mic. Record time. yes, welcome. Hello, everyone. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org. Freeview Channel 7 if you're lucky enough to live in and around Sheffield, on DAB as well.
No excuse not to be tuned in.
No, not at all. Okay, so you all set?
I think so.
Excellent. If you're out there, let us know how we sound. I mean, it's always pretty shambolic, right? So yes, we're in the studio for 2 hours. If you've not tuned in before, where have you been?
Yeah, we'll break it down. We play a bunch of songs for 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Then we'll come back, chat for 5 minutes about them, or maybe not about them.
Yeah.
And sound knowledgeable, feeling. And what we want to do with the time.
Yes.
There's sometimes some tangents thrown in there. And then rinse and repeat.
Yeah, because we're acutely aware that nobody's tuning in for us.
Not really. You know, there's some good music that's good, and then we'll keep our bits brief.
Yep, that's what the folks wanted. What did we start with?
So tonight we started with from the Feeling Alright album by Mondo Santa Maria, 1970 cut, I Can't Get Next to You. Now, pick this because last week you played a cool cover of that tune, didn't you?
Yes, The Invaders,
maybe? Invaders, yeah. If you don't know the original was, is it Isley Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what year it was on, but before 1970, obviously, because that is one from that LP from 1970. I always got that one because one time I was watching DJ Format and he played something off that album. And I remember him, I was going, oh, what's this? This is well good. And he said, oh, it's Mongo Santa Maria, show me the record. And he said, oh, you can get this for like £5. It's like, not a weird collector's hard to find record or anything. And yeah, there's like a whole bunch of cuts on that album that are really good.
Nice. Yeah, so this instrumental's nearly over. If you're out there, get in touch. Student numbers 0114-281-4092. Second caller still gets a prize. First caller probably gets a prize as well. We've still not had one, have we? But right, let's go into one of those aforementioned 15-20 minute sets.
Yeah.
So long,
so long
to you.
To you.
I hope I don't make you blue, but I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Apart,
apart.
We've grown, and I can't go on alone. So I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now I dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, let me down to town. Send my remains to my best friend. Yeah, the rest to my hole in the ground. The rest to my hole in the ground.
Ba-ba-ba-choo-dee-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-choo-dee-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself.
Now dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, let me down to town. Send my remains to my best friend. Get a rest to my hole in the ground. A rest to my hole in the ground.
คุณกำลังคุณฟังรถไฟกลางคืน on Sheffield Live
の放送はシェフィールドライブザ・ナイトトレイン。
State ascoltando il treno della notte su Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
First little set.
It was all right. If I do say so myself.
On our appraisals coming up.
Yes. Here we go.
Not that again.
No.
Don't take you down that road.
Thanks. This week's show is a bit all over the place, listeners. It was made in a hurry.
No, you don't say.
Just reasons.
So many reasons.
Yes, we won't bore you with those. We'll talk about what we heard. We kicked off with the Beatles, some other guy. Yes, I am still listening to the Beatles. I'm trying not to, but it's really hard.
He's hooked in now.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've finished the albums, and now I'm listening. Now I'm listening to live recordings. So that was from the Beatles Live at the BBC. That was from 63. The fourth and final version of Some Other Guy that we've played on this show. We played the original, the Five Guys, the Henchmen at Detroit, and then now the Beatles. So hopefully that will be it for that song now for a while.
We shall see.
Yes, stay tuned. But there's no more Beatles tonight, don't worry about that. Or is there? No, there isn't. Right, then after that, we from Roulette Records, 1959, Buddy Knox, Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself. All last week I watched Righteous Gemstones on Sky, which is done by the Danny McBride, who did Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yes.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
It's all about kind of southern evangelical mega church people.
Oh yeah,
naturally. So if you think of like Kenny Powers but in a church. But the music's really good.
Is he the sermon guy?
Yes, but yeah, the kind of, it's following the whole family, and the head of the family is John Goodman. So it's, yeah, it's definitely worth watching. Walton Goggins is in it as well, as his old uncle. And there's some absolutely choice moments are there. But yeah, that one was Buddy Knox, I Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself. Then we went into one I've not heard before until recently. It popped up, P.P. Arnold with Medicated Goo, which is a weird name for a song. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, let's put that in the show. And then I was reading up about it this afternoon, and it's very weird. It was originally written by Steve Winwood and Jimmy Miller, released by Traffic in 68. Right. That's unexpected. And that version was recorded in 70, produced by Eric Clapton. And Derek, like the Derek and the Dominoes crew played on it, including Clapton, Bobby Whitlock and Keys, Bobby Keys on saxophone. So he was like the saxophone player that used to tour with the Stones. I don't think he does anymore. I think he's dead.
Oh, yeah, he'd be the guy who played on like XR Main Street movies.
Yeah, but also Coolidge on backing vocals. And that was released in 2017 because it was recorded back then, but never released. Yeah. So P.P. Arnold's unreleased album came out 6 years ago. I was like, recently? It's not recently.
I mean, that's recent to me and you.
Yes, that's it. The spring chickens that we are.
Sadly. Yeah. After that, we jumped off to Nigeria with Christy Essien, Nobody Can Stop You, taken from the album Give Me a Chance. Recently got the Aphrodisiac issue in a nice sale. So got that and got the, came with a download code, which is what got me set into this, because you sent me a message the other day going, oh, thing on your playlist on Spotify, it's really badly, it's either warped or it just starts slowing down and speeding up, or it skips or something.
No, it was warped, but it wasn't completely warped. It was like somebody was
just messing around with it.
Messing around and like holding the platter every now and again, because it would be fine. I was like grooving away to it at work, and it was like,
yeah. Some, that's got by someone anyway. Yeah. Anyway, so I was going, oh, this is ridiculous because the WAVs are out there.
That's what I don't understand. All three.
Who from the label isn't sending that in? Going, oh, we've got these.
I did have
digital.
Yeah, I did have a tragic thread on either Twitter or Blue Sky, which was badly recorded.
Yeah, bad vinyl rips. Yeah, on Spotify.
There was one where somebody lifted the record up. Well, no, they pressed stop and it went, and then it like they powered it back up. There was another one that was literally, it was like a. It was either a vinyl rip. I think it was from a Mr. Finewine compilation. From, you know, one of his ones for the fundraisers.
Yeah, someone had ripped that off.
Yeah, because it was super scratchy, and I heard it listened back to one of his shows, and I was like, hang on a minute. Those scratches.
Sounds familiar.
Those pops and cracks sound, the crackles sounded in the same place.
I can't remember what I had, but I had some sort of rip where it had like the Windows Media like beep in it. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those tunes there. And then when you listen to it so many times, you get used to it being there. And then when you hear it without it, it feels a bit weird.
I had that from the Audio Galaxy days, Funky Low Lives, that had one.
So maybe that was where I heard it from. But yeah, Christy Essien there, backed by the psychedelic funk and Afrobeat three-piece Blow. I didn't know this, but she started out as a teenager in a popular TV sitcom in Nigeria called Masquerade, from which she sort of jumped off and then launched a career.
Oh, mint. Then finished up that set with one that I'd forgotten about. Shout out to Philly B for reminding me. It's out of Detroit on the Dynamics label, 1967. I sound like Mr. Finewine. Superlatives with I Don't Know to Say I Love You. I first heard that on the Pete Rock One World mix that we'll put a link to in the show notes because it's incredible. Right, this is almost over and looks like I've started this next song early. So
that's fine. No, that was fine. That was
perfect.
Okay. That was nothing wrong with that.
Thanks.
On air appraisal, told you.
Yes.
My name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
You.
Yeah, welcome back, listeners. This is the Night Train, steady rock until 11 o'clock, hopefully. Time is currently 11 minutes to 10 here in Sheffield. It's rather balmy in the studio.
It is, isn't it?
It's that time of year when it gets full sun for most of the day.
Yeah, I've forgotten that. It was quite toasty in the sun when there was no breeze today.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
So, yeah, shorts and T-shirts needed for the next few months here at Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Studio's hot and so is the music.
Whoa, spicy. Yeah, and you were saying it wasn't very cohesive. I thought that was more on-air appraisal coming your way.
Yeah, still got it, listeners.
Still got it.
Yeah, he's keeping me on the firm for now.
So, yeah, we started out with Grupo, Los Yoyoy with Paco Lacalle. That was the Nick the Record re-edit, new on Mr. Bongo Edits Volume 3. Following on from the Danny Crivet Volume 1 and Luke Una on Volume 2, that track doubles up the length and adds some snazzy synth parts straight for the dance floor.
It's very snazzy synth parts.
Very snazzy, yeah. We did finish last week on the flip side of that record. I don't know if you remembered, but Juan Pablo Torres was the one we closed out with last week. That was the similar Cosmic Cuban Disco.
Yeah, and if you did miss the show and you're desperate to catch up, just go to thenighttrain.co.uk, follow the link there. Yeah. Almost all the shows are available through the podcast app of your choice. Unless it's Spotify, they boot us off, but whatever.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Yeah, we don't need them. We're also on Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/Radio Night Train. So after that, we had Edwin Birdsong with, can you guess what the song was called? Rap-a-dapa snapper.
Did you count how many times he said it?
And it's one of those I wish I had. That was released on Salsoul, I think in 81, sampled by lots and lots of people, including probably best known De La Soul, Me, Myself and I, from 89. One copy available in the UK on 45 for 30 quid. So you're intending to play some P-Funk Cell Soul goodness, it's going to cost you.
After that, we played Prince Buster Cut, a new one on me. That's Funky Jamaica, which is actually a cover of
Funky Nassau?
Yeah, by Beginning of the End. So that is compiled on a new release out of the Japanese reggae reissue label Rockashaka. It's called Funk Jamaica LP, I think. Anyway, it's sort of like a series of volumes of Prince Buster archival stuff that they're putting out.
Oh, nice.
So they're putting out an LP of stuff, and also there's a 45 come out with that on there. For the DJs on the B-side as well, there is a previously unreleased James Brown cover.
Oh, nice.
Entitled Clap Your Hands, but the James Brown song is not Clap Your Hands, it's something else.
Cool.
Sorry, excuse me, I've lost.
It's all right. We're going to send that one out to Tom B, who said he's finally tuned in. So welcome aboard. Still an hour to go. Some good stuff coming up in hour two. That set, we finished up with Derek Morgan, Moonhop, classic 1969 single. I've been meaning to play that for a while. It's just one of my faves. Regular listeners will be like, what's this in the background? It's a different bed.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to send this one out. I've got to put this one in because I did the pub quiz in the Blind Monkey on Tuesday. And it's called speed quizzing. So you play on, every team gets its own iPad, tablet.
Yeah.
And you have to press, you choose your team name, but also your team has a theme tune. And this was our theme tune. So it plays a little bit of the theme tune. So shout out to Kim, Jake, Jade, Ruth, George, me and Iggy, because we won. Our team was called Say No to Sausage. It was very tense. So, you know, like a pub quiz is usually quite, you know, relaxing, bit Jovial. Taxing. Yeah, no, this is well intense because you get more points for how quick you answer.
Oh, right.
And then if you press it wrong, and if you press it quickly but get it wrong, you lose points. And then there's like wheel of misfortune. You can spin and go from last place to top. It was like I needed a mild sedative when I got home. It was not enjoyable, but we won. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. And every time they announced our team name, they played a little bit of Big Popper.
Who picked the theme, John?
It's either Ruth or Kim. There's loads of nonsense ones. So that's why this is in this week. Right, enough about me talking about how wonderful we were at the pub quiz. We're going to finish up with some reggae. It's Delroy Wilson with Run Run.
I'm gonna get you.